going live. Hey, good morning. It's 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I'm Greg Master, Scrum Master, and Agile Coach. About 7:24, just got my kids off to school. The one kid's working from home because of medical things in the school. This is our 583rd episode, and today I'm going to talk about your projects are behind before you even start, and what you tell, what people tell me as like, you're already screwed, and they don't want to admit it. And we're going to talk about how Agile and Scrum and the thinking process as an Agile mindset stops that from happening in the first place, or at least exposes it, because I asked the question, I go, you're already behind. I already know that. And they don't understand I've done this for 30 some odd years. And like, I'll tell you what the telltale signs are that your project's behind and you already have risk and you're probably going to fail. So happy news on a Thursday, right? Well, here in the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show, we talk about Agile and Scrum in a practical and tactical way. And I am Greg Master, Scrum Master, and Agile Coach. And we do it in a way to get value to your customer on time. So we're going to talk about being on time and without working crazy hours to get there, right? And we're going to talk about that too today, because it's like a whole mishmash of all that stuff that tells you that you're behind schedule. And so you get home to your family and friends and have some fun. And have fun at work too. God forbid these people who are so screwed up on their projects. They don't want everybody to have fun because they fucked up. Literally fucked up. Sorry, I used the F word, but this ain't a children's program, so what the hell. So, what do I talk? What's Greg? What do you mean? They're already behind and haven't started. How can they be that way? Because I'm going to tell you a couple of telltale signs. One, you hear the words OT. And there was, like I talked about yesterday, that LinkedIn article about what if your manager asked you to work overtime and is really a nice person, would you do it? Okay, your project's effed up because the manager's already asking for overtime. Overtime means you went over budget. You will be over budget, right, unless you don't pay people. And we're going to talk about not paying people. We're going to talk about the money side of that too. And the other one I heard, well, we'll just work like, whatever we got to do to make it happen. When you tell me that, whatever we got to do, we'll make it happen to make this project happen, tells me you're already behind schedule and you don't know what the hell you're doing. Sorry. If that's your answer, that means your plan sucks. If you really were paying people their salary and you were paying people overtime, your budget would be destroyed, right? So those are the kind of things that come up when you say those things. So two things. Can you work overtime? And we'll do whatever you got to do to make it happen. When those two words are said, tells me that your project's already behind and you already have a risk. And you're lying to me out your teeth if you mark it green. Some people are just too damn nice. Good thing I'm not in charge of all of them. Because they'd be like, what? I said, no, I want you to tell me the damn truth. Okay. So, first, I want to talk about the dollars, right? Because I did this on LinkedIn, and it's just a simple show. So the question on LinkedIn was, hey, you know, if your manager asked you to work overtime, would you do it? And the survey, most, I don't know, I said no. I said, depends. Are you going to give me time off later on if I work overtime now or if not? You know, some people think that they forget that, right? But then it puts everything else behind schedule too, by the way. So just because you're working overtime here to get that project done, later on you're going to take time off anyhow, which is then going to put the next project behind schedule because those people took the day off because you promised them the day off because they worked overtime on this one. So they're going to take the time off later on so you don't have them to do any work at that point in time. So you're just screwing around. When you go, who can work overtime? You're just messing with everything, especially when you're trading time off. Okay, so let's do the number. Let's do the number game. And this is just a fictitious one. Some people say, oh, it's a lot of money. It's just easy math for me, okay? So let's say you're getting paid $100 an hour. Okay, or the company is, or the contractor, who will? Who knows? And you work 40 hours. Okay, this is what I'm doing. So that's $4,000. Right? So that's what you do overtime. So this is your base salary, right? This is base. Right? Base salary. Right. And they say, hey, Greg, can you work an extra 4 hours? Oh, sure, sir or ma'am. I'll work an extra 4 hours. So instead of working 40 hours, you're actually doing 40 plus 4, which is 44 hours. Okay. This is the OT, unpaid. Right? So, you know, you were making this rate before, right? If you work 44 hours in the week, if I take $4,000 divided by 44 hours, what do you get? Anyway, what I know it is, it's 90%. You're going to get 90%. You're going to get $90 an hour. It's 90.2 per hour. So now your rate went down 10%. I don't know if you can see reduction. And rate. So is your time worth? So now think of it this way. Your 40 hours you worked, you're not worth $100 an hour. You're worth $90 an hour. Okay. So what you thought you were getting $100, you're really getting $90 for 40 hours worth of work, right? At 90. So you lost 10% of your pay, right? So just that extra 4 hours is 10% of your pay. It's a lot. Wouldn't you love to get a 10% pay raise? Just think about it. Every time you do this, and this is just frank stuff. I mean, I have to thank a person at Comcast, one of my directors, taught me that because I was a contractor and I was doing the 44 hours. I was doing the extra time and working out. And then we had a Thanksgiving holiday and they dismissed everybody. And the director told me that I should, you know, make sure I don't put 40 hours on my paycheck, on my stub. I should put 37. I'm like, really? You want me to not put the 40 hours, though I work more hours than I'm supposed to and help you out? Yeah. He taught me a valuable lesson, right? It's like they don't care, right? They can tell you, oh, we care all we want. No, no, no. Why do you think Google wants you to stay in your office all day long, right? Why do you think they brought the hair cutters and the dry cleaners and the doctors, because you know why? Because they pay less per hour. Because if you are there 24 hours, your rate goes down to nothing. They don't have to hire more people. You know what you're doing and your rate goes down. So when you thought you were making $200 an hour in Silicon Valley, because you're working there, you're really making probably 100, maybe 50, depending how many hours you stay in the building. So that's why they do it. So I wanted to share that with you for people who think about it. I mean, it's not to be mean, but this is why you do this stuff right. This is why you do Agile. This is why when someone says we're going to work overtime, I know the project's already messed up because they already messed up, right? Because they're going to be behind schedule because when you plan a project, you don't plan projects with overtime in mind. Nobody does that. And if anybody does that, they need to go back to school and figure out what the hell project management is, right? So if anybody does it, we'll just do it. We'll make it happen and we'll instantly make it happen. You know, they're not paying overtime for anybody, right? The company's not. They're just beating people up. So now I'm going to tell you a story. So I heard a story the other day, and a person was telling me about a previous job he had. And they were working 24/7. They were there for a while. There's a team of 8-10 people. They were all on call 7 days a week and working really long and always on call. And you know what? 8 out of the 10 people left the team. Eight out of 10. 2 people stayed. I don't know why. Even the manager left. Okay. So this is the place that's not managing it well. Always behind schedule. Don't know what they're doing. Their code is probably crap. You know, the whole system screwed up. But their attitude will do what we have to do to make it happen. Right. So 8 left. Left them 2. Turned out they had to hire double the number of people to do what they were doing because they were doing this. And the people said, no, we ain't working all those hours. So, of course, they had them working twice as long. So they had that, but they had to hire twice as many people to replace them because no one was going to work those kind of crazy hours, right? So that's the HR thing. I don't know why HR let that happen. Those HR people that work there should be shot, really. Anytime you lose 80% of your workforce because of the way you work them, and then you have to hire double, every HR person in that building should be fired permanently and out of the company. It's so disruptive to a company. And I don't know why people think it's okay. It's not okay to treat people that way. I'm sorry. And then here's another thing. I had another one person say, and I mentioned in the beginning, well, we'll do whatever we got to do, work overtime, work crazy hours to make it happen because we have a schedule and a deadline. That just tells me you're already behind schedule. If you're going to tell me that in the beginning when you get your work and you're already at that phase, that you're already behind and whoever planned it did a crappy job. Or picked a date, picked the crappy job. Whoever has the company, they don't have the company organized way to do it, right? So these are the kind of things that come up and they're just like kidding themselves. Sooner or later, people are going to quit. And they're not going to have any – they probably didn't have any depth and they had everybody work crazy. Most people quit or go sane or get sick and be out for a month because they got ulcers or heart attacks or whatever. That's what comes out of that stuff. And the HR groups that let this stuff happen. You're not HR. I don't know what the hell you are. But you sure don't care about the employees. So I just want to share with you. If you get into a group and someone says, well, we'll work overtime. As soon as they say that, you know you're out of schedule. And you say, well, then everything should be freaking red on this project plan. And if it ain't red, then you're lying to me. I'm just telling you that. So when you get people saying, we'll do whatever we got to do. We'll work overtime to make it happen. The schedule's already blown. The project's blown. They don't know what they're doing. They're behind schedule. And you're starting something in the red. Right? Just letting you know on that. And again, when they ask you to do that, it's not your job to work more in those hours. Like I said, they'll ask you to work as many hours as you can because they effed up on their planning. And they won't admit it. But you know what? In Agile, that's why we do Agile. We do it for a sustainable pace. That's the whole purpose behind sustainability. All these companies, these big contractors don't know about that and they don't understand that. I have not, you know, I didn't mind working the 40 hours. It was fine. I enjoyed the job I was doing. But that director sure did waken my eyes up when he said, you know, hey, the building's closing 3 hours early. Make sure you put 37 hours on your pay stub instead of the 40. I'm like, well, I worked like 44 last week, so why couldn't I do it? No, can't do it. So it wakes you up, man. They don't. So it's about a sustainable pace. It's not, and it ain't because of velocity prediction. The Agile Manifesto, it ain't about prediction. The sustainable pace phase is about you going home at a decent hour and you'd be able to plan this stuff for a realistic completion date. Okay? Sustainable pace is not working every weekend to drop code. So that's all I got to share because I've seen it too much. Like, it was just like a lot of stuff and doing this a long time and people tell me this stuff and I go, and I know another person that I had that was working their tail off and everything and they're not getting appreciated either. And I told her, I said, yeah, just because you push for it to get it all done doesn't mean it's going to be happy sailing for you. Each company is different and you got to find the right company. So what I have today, I just want to give you a warning. You know, you do work those overtime hours. And sometimes if it's fun, if you're exploring something and it's something new and fascinating that you want to learn to work overtime for, then do it. Because I do it too. When I find something really neat and I want to work on it, yeah, I'd work a couple extra. It's no big deal. But I'm learning something I'm going to use for my life and my career. Please give us a thumbs up if you like the show, if you like the way we talk, the frankness on this. Ring the bell. If you want to get notification, because I think I got notification. There I am. See? Notification. There you go. When we go live or post up videos and stuff. And with that, I wish you a happy Thursday. Happy scrumming. Keep an eye out for those people that say we're going to work overtime. And then in your next retro, say we're not working overtime. You know, I just work with teams, that's the first thing that should be on the retro. We're not, we got to figure a better way of doing this, you know? And they come back, well, that's what we're going to do. I said, well, you're a fucking idiot. I would love to say that. That's where I would call HR and say, you know what? Whoever's doing this is planning every freaking time to do overtime because they can't plan. They're always behind and they take God knows how long to get us to work. That's why Agile is good. And people say they can't do it. It's because you want to manhandle people. You want to manipulate them. You want to control them. You want to dominate their lives because it makes you feel good. It makes you feel like power. Look what I did. I made 20 people work really hard on all weekends and killed their life because I'm the boss. Oh, I've seen that so many times in my career. People would do that. I had a boss. He rolled in a... If they didn't walk by him, like over at 15 and we're down. If they didn't walk by his desk at his office, he would have died. Literally died. He worked so hard. He had an ulcer in his stomach. He was rolling on the ground behind the desk out in California, Silicon Valley, because he was working too much, didn't take care of his health, had an ulcer. And he was on the ground. And if his boss didn't by any chance walk by his desk late at night and see him there, he would have been dead. So it's all over the place. Be careful what you do and how you work. All right. Sorry about that. It might have been gruesome. But I like you all too much. And I wish, you know, I'm trying to help where I can. And you all have a good day. Happy scrumming. Do more scrumming, do more retros. Why we don't want to do OT. All right, bye. See you.